This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7:44, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday morning. I call it Not Monday, just stressing that, well, it's not Monday. It's also National Be a Kid Again Day. One person texts us and says, I'm always a kid at heart, and they're 63 years old. Another person says, on this Be a Kid Again Today, I wish I could go to sleep at night and not wake up multiple times to use the restroom like I could sleep through the night when I was a kid. Keep the text coming. What do you wish you could do now as an adult that you did as a kid on this National Be a Kid Again Day? We've heard many reports recently about how bad the real estate market has turned in Southeast Louisiana, that Greater New Orleans is now one of the worst real estate markets, if not the worst in the nation, according to different rankings. The top 10 least competitive were in the top 10 toughest real estate markets. So what has changed so dramatically so quickly, and what can we do about it? Ali Bustamante is a professor in the Department of Economics and Finance at UNO and joins us to help us understand what's going on. Good morning, Professor Bustamante.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on with the real estate market here, different than elsewhere in the country, that has put us in a position where it is not necessarily a great time to be making a real estate transaction?
Yeah, we're actually seeing a very interesting dynamic in the New Orleans metro, where we're actually seeing slower sales but rising prices. In fact, the median home price in New Orleans was about $332,000 this past month, which is actually about a 2% increase over the year. However, at the same time, we're actually seeing homes, you know, staying on the market for a lot longer, while at the same time, inventory is kind of like creeping in. So we really have this very interesting dynamic where you would imagine that with the slower sales, prices go down, but they're actually going up.
So if you have more patience, you'll actually make more money in this market as it is right now compared to how it was just a little while ago.
It really is, you know, a slight shift in the trend where it's becoming a bit more of a buyer-friendly environment. To your point, you know, patience really pays off. Homes are typically in the market now for nearly 70 days. That's about a 15% increase over the past year. And, you know, if you're in the market again long enough, you're actually going to see that typically, sale prices are actually going about 75% of asking. So if you can really weather that market, if you can look for those diamonds in the rough for those deals, it is definitely becoming a more buyer-friendly market.
You know, it was just a little over 3 years ago, I sold a home in Metairie and bought a home in Laranger. And at that time, it was such pressure on buyers to make an offer and quickly, as soon as a home came on the market. Remember, at that time, people were they weren't even going to see houses. A house would pop up on the market and they'd make above asking price offer on the spot without any inspections or anything else, because the houses were going so fast. And if you wanted to get a good one, you had to make an immediate offer and over asking. How has that changed so quickly in 3 years that now homes are staying on the market for maybe 3 months and people are getting 75% of what they're asking?
Yeah, and you know, and again, it's part of this shift that we're actually seeing. If you look at even just Jefferson Parish alone, you're actually looking at, you know, there's been considerable price growth, about 14% over the year, but sales have been down, you know, about 16%. And so it really tells us, again, about, you know, there's trickling inventory. Inventory is overall up in the New Orleans metro area. You know, so that means we're seeing a lot more listings. But to your point, you know, just a few years ago where, you know, you had a really jump on the home that you liked and you know, put down those down payments and no inspections as soon as you can. But really now buyers are having that luxury of again, waiting about 2 months or so before they actually make these deals. And one of the interesting things that we're actually seeing right now is that there is this very wide shift in where these kinds of dynamics are happening. If you look at Jefferson Parish, again, you know, it's inventory still growing, prices still going up. But if you look at the North Shore, there where we actually saw some of the biggest, you know, home sale price growth over the past couple of years, that slowed down significantly. We're actually seeing falling prices and sales decline in the North Shore.
So what are the economic factors that make these things change so rapidly?
You know, it's if we're actually not seeing prices rise as much as they could potentially, just because interest rates are still really high. You know, the average 30-year mortgage is still close to 7%, which is really and you know, you couple that with you know, high home insurance costs, and that's really a huge affordability factor for most folks in the state. And you know, again, we're seeing some trickling inventory, but we're not actually seeing a whole lot of inventory jump into the market. And so these are really some big pressures that are kind of counteracting each other. We probably have relatively slower demand than would otherwise happen if we had much lower interest rates. But at the same instance, we actually see these counteracting pressures of just, you know, these non-home price kind of factors like, you know, mortgage rates and home insurance costs that are actually like keeping a lot of folks out of the market as well.
Yeah, and that's where I was going next. Insurance is unbelievably expensive. And I think maybe people are starting to come to terms with the fact that they may be able to afford the note. They may be able to even swing the interest rates. But then you add in the ridiculously highest in the nation cost of homeowners insurance, add in flood insurance on top of that. And for many people, it prices them out of the market now. And maybe that's part of the reason that it's such a challenge here compared to other parts of the country.
You know, that's a big factor. You know, the flip side of that, right, is that for rents are actually still creeping upward. And so right now we actually see in the region average rent is about $1,700 a month. And so it really is a matter of, you know, what can you ultimately, you know, squeeze out of your own budget, just because, you know, rents are creeping up. There's no sign that they're going to stabilize or go down anytime soon. A big factor behind that is the fact that we're not necessarily seeing a lot of new housing supply on the market. You know,
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're hoping the Federal Reserve drops interest rates, you know, any month now. That's what they've been saying really for the past year or so, but we haven't really seen them move in a very aggressive manner to drop interest rates. But it's really not till we're seeing a lot of these other factors change that, you know, it's really leaving folks with very few options.
Yeah, and the Fed just said they would have dropped interest rates at least once by now, but because of the tariffs, they weren't able to do that. So we'll see if and when the Fed does feel comfortable driving interest rates back down and maybe making homeownership more accessible to more people and being more good news for sellers. When we come back, I've got a number of questions people have texted us for Professor Bustamante. I'll ask those. Is it time to buy a rental property? One person wants to know. We'll ask Professor Bustamante if he thinks it's a good time to invest in a home that you are going to rent out. And more of your questions after this. Check on traffic on WWL. Talking with UNO Economics and Finance Professor Ali Bustamante, a text message comes in, Professor. It says, Dave, I have money saved to renovate my house, but should I instead consider buying a rental property in this market?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different factors there, right? In terms of the renovation aspect, as I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, home prices are still going up. Again, not as much as they've been over the past few years, but, you know, in terms of the actual equity that you get out of any kind of these investments, we should be expecting some sort of premium still there. So it's not going to, you know, we shouldn't be expecting that, you know, you should fear putting money into the home because, you know, home sale prices are going to decline anytime soon. We're not seeing that at all. On the flip side, you know, we are seeing a lot of folks who, you know, over the past few years, they probably had short-term rental properties, and now they're switching those towards, you know, more traditional monthly rental properties. And a big reason for that is just because the demand is extremely high. And so that's really a part where, again, we're seeing rents increase right now. You know, we've actually seen rental prices increase about 28%, 29% since 2020. And so that is really a really strong market right now that a lot of folks are looking at.
So if people have some money to invest, rental property, not a bad place to put that money right now is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the rents are, there's no indication they're going down, but they're, you know, rising at much higher rates than home sale prices are.
All right. A lot of work involved in being a landlord, but if you've got the time and you've got the money, you can make pretty good money renting out a property. Somebody else says, I have a house in Harahan in a nice area to sell. And would it make sense to spend the time and money to renovate it before putting it on the market, or are people looking for more as is or fixer uppers?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, I think right now, you know, putting any kind of money into a property for renovations, I really do think there is a payoff there. You know, when you look at some of these discounts that we're talking about, right? Like, I mean, in terms of you know, homes sitting on the market for about, you know, 70 days or so, you know, you're looking at those properties that are probably not in better shape. So especially if you're looking to have your property be one of those that you know, it's going to draw a lot of buyers, it's going to sell relatively fast. This is where, you know, quality the home and looking at more, you know, more recent updates, more recent renovations, as well as things like 45 roofs and other kinds of, you know, factors that may mitigate some of these high insurance costs. That's where it really pays off.
Yeah. And of course, that 70 days on the market is the average. So that means that half of houses are selling faster, half are taking even longer. One person texts us and says, my mom lived in Old Jefferson. We just sold her house, had an open house on a Saturday. We sold it in 3 days, 4 views, 4 bids. That's the exception, not the rule these days, though, right?
Exactly right. As I mentioned, you know, before, Jefferson Parish is actually one of those areas where you've seen a lot of price growth. You know, sales have actually been relatively down over the year, but it's really, you know, where if there is going to be a home on the market, you know, there's relatively low inventory in Jefferson Parish. That's where you should be really expecting a pretty big bang for your buck in terms of getting a sale done pretty quickly.
Professor Bustamante, anything else you want to share with us as we talk about how the real estate market here in Greater New Orleans is not doing as well as that around the country, but you say still it's a healthy market?
You know, it's a relatively healthy market. It's shifting towards buyer. The one thing I would just, you know, caution folks is a lot of folks are waiting for that recession to come to, you know, erode housing prices, you know, put them over a cliff. But we're not seeing that anytime soon. The economy is still resilient, although, again, it's, you have a lot of these, you know tariff factors, other forms of economic uncertainty. But right now, we should be on trend over the next year or two.
Thank you, Professor Bustamante. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL. No, we'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
And I will add this, that buying a house in Metairie and then selling it 25 years later for more than double what I paid for it was the best investment I ever made in my life. Now I'm a true believer in investments in real estate. Coming up, we're going to talk about new campaign finance rules.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.